Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
We have a big weekend approaching here for Southwest Michigan. The Kresel Art Fair is going to be here before you know it. And Dee is here to tell us all about it. Hello.
Hi, Lindsay.
What is it that you do for the Kresel Art Center?
I am the art fair manager. Okay. I also do the fundraising plans throughout the year.
Fantastic. So for anyone who is unfamiliar with what the Kresel Art Fair is, I have to say, shame on you. This has been here for what seems like to me forever. And it's huge. I mean, this is a huge, huge weekend.
It is huge. It's the 57th year. We have over 50,000 people that we expect to come into the city and enjoy the city, visit the artists. And we have over 200 artists that bring themselves and their helpers in also. So it's a big deal.
So I guess explain for anyone who is unfamiliar with how the artists are chosen. I guess so we have about 200 coming this year. And is that pretty typical from year to year?
It is. We try and keep it right around the 200 mark.
Okay.
Not too big, not too small, but definitely a lot to see. We start our process in October, actually, where we put out a call for artists nationwide. The artist will submit different applications, their artwork, their booth shots. And then in February, we have a professional group of artists who goes through and reviews every single artist. We have close to 1,000 apply every year, and they go ahead, takes all day. It's really interesting. It's open to the public. I can talk about that next February.
Okay.
It's really cool to go to, and you can go in and out. But then from there, we send out our invitations. Congratulations, you've been selected for the show, and we start registering them from there.
Now, you have to realize that when you have over 1,000 applications that come through, I mean, this is a big deal. You're seeing art that is a variety of different styles and pieces, and I mean, these are people that wanted to be here.
Yes, these are professionals, and they have to sell original artwork.
Okay.
It can't be manufactured in any way. It has to be their own creation.
Yep.
There are really strict rules, and these are professionals. They know what the rules are. They are creative, and they bring their best stuff here.
So wherever they're from, they're bringing their stuff here and they're selling it. So you have the opportunity to stop by the art fair and pick up something. Now, when I say art, this is just a variety of different things. I mean, jewelry, clothing. I think I've gotten a few lawn pieces. There's many things that you can see here.
Absolutely. We have sculpture. We have glass, clay. There's always a great jewelry selection. Mm-hmm. Photography, paintings, very popular. If you would like, go to Kresel.org. On our website, we have all the artists and their work posted. There's a picture. You can clip to their website and do a little pre-shopping.
So you can get an idea of who's going to be there and what booth you definitely have to make a stop at. So describe the setting for me. This is like all set up right there on the bluff in downtown St. Joe.
Yes, the whole Lake Bluff Park, which is beautiful. And that's one of our claims to fame in the artist world, is our location is absolutely beautiful, second only to our volunteers as being fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
But all the tents are in Lake Bluff Park. It two rows, the whole length of it, along Lake Boulevard.
Yep.
There are all kinds of things, too, that we can talk about a little later. But the artists each have their spot. They're well marked. The artists are expected to be at their booths talking about their artwork and sharing their story.
So you get to meet with the artists. I have yet to think of this, but do each of them, I guess, take their own form of payment, or do you require that they take cash or card? How does that work?
They each do their own form of payment.
Okay.
They're all doing credit swipers now, so it's fine.
So you're good. Bring your cash or credit. So put this down. I think we have yet to announce the actual dates of this. July 13th is a block party. We'll get into that in just a second. But the weekend of the actual fair is July 14th and 15th. That's a Saturday and Sunday. If you head down there on Saturday, they'll be open for you 10 to 6, and Sunday they'll be open 10 to 5. So you have two different days to head down and check it out. In addition to the artists, as we kind of already teased, there is going to be some food vendors set up, correct?
Correct.
So a variety of different things to choose from.
We do have a variety, and we try and keep it fresh and exciting. We have crepes. We have, of course, a little barbecue. Baja Gringo will be down there. Mm-hmm. It's a wide range of...
I know our sister station, 98.3 The Coast, is down there, and I used to sit at that booth when I was an intern and always go and get at least three or four different things from the food court area, so the concession area. So lots of good things to choose from. And then you also have live music that'll be taking place throughout the weekend, right?
We do. We will have our big live music groups at the block party, which is Friday night. We have the backups, and then Pajamas, two bands playing that night, a little high energy, mm-hmm. and then a variety of soloists, yeah. small groups, a little more laid back through the weekend at our beer and wine garden.
I do know that that also gives a lot of locals the opportunity to perform. I know there's a lot of young people around here that love that weekend because they get to go and perform at this festival, the fair. So
it's true, and it's funny. I look at the former performers, and I'm like, yeah, I can't get them anymore because they're playing for pay.
So, I mean, lots of entertainment in addition to, of course, the artists all being there that day. So let's talk about, too, I think the cool thing that we started, what was it, last year or 2 years ago, was this beer tent at the block, the block party. So on Friday night before the festival, so it's Friday, July 13th, there is the block party, which happens from 5 to 10. Now, tell me where this actually takes place at.
Well, the Krezel Art Center itself has a little construction happening. Okay. So we are just south of the Krezel Art Center. It's going to be on Pearl Street, which is a really cool old cobblestone road.
Yes.
And it goes right into the St. Joe Library's gardens.
Cool.
So we've got the street, we've got the gardens. It's really a nice setup. And the whole event is sponsored by Krugel Lawton CPAs, and the livery microbrewery is providing all the beer. They're a sponsor for the event. And then Lake Michigan Vintners, the new winery from Lake Michigan College, is going to be the wine supplier.
Awesome. So there's beer and wine here. Everyone's welcome, but you can only drink 21 and up, right?
21 and up.
In addition to, of course, there being the beer tent there that night, there's also going to be like some games. And this is only $5 to attend. And that's just suggested donation.
Yes, just a suggested donation. We'll also have a couple food trucks.
Awesome.
Nosh Village will be there all weekend. Baja Gringo will be there that night and then move down to the food court.
I'm curious, knowing that this is happening, when do you guys have artists that come in and start setting up? Is it Friday night?
It's actually 1 o'clock on the dot Friday afternoon. They get to register.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, they're all set up and unpacked and ready to go at 8 mm-hmm. by 8 so they can come over and enjoy the block party.
Yeah, so chances are they're going to be there as well that day.
Yes, they'll have their badges on. You can say hi, introduce yourself, but they really enjoy it because they get a feel for what the community's like.
All right, so we covered a lot so far. I'm going to do a real quick recap for anyone who just might be tuning in. We're talking about the Krezel Art Fair, which is happening real soon here in St. Joe. The block party to kick everything off is Friday, July 13th, and then the actual fair is the 14th and 15th. That's the Saturday and Sunday. I have a note here that circled no dogs. However, you have help with that.
We do. We would appreciate it. Please, no dogs. We love our dogs, but sometimes, especially at an art fair,
Think about the amount of people that are going to be there, and you don't want to have to clean up after your dog in front of thousands
not
of
good.
People.
But we do have Mutterly Love on site and at the Krezel grounds. They'll watch your dog. If you forget and happen to bring him down, he'll be safe. He'll be cool. But please, no dogs on the bluff.
Okay, so that is a good note to make, though. I mean, if you're planning on going down, keep your dog at home, and if all else fails, Mutterly Love will be there to watch after it. All right. So then finally, before we Dee's going to stick around. She's actually going to be here for another segment, too. So before we get into that, and we're going to talk about volunteers and parking and your app and walking tours. There's so much to go along with this. Also wanted to just throw out that we are putting together the Smooth Jazz at Sunset concert in partnership with the fair.
Yes.
That, again, is our sister station on that. And details on that, basically, it's a smooth jazz concert that's happening right there at Shadowland Pavilion. I've been working on this for weeks and weeks, so I can cover the details on this one, Dee, okay? Oh, Cindy Bradley is going to be there, so that's the headliner, and then we have Brian Lubeck, who is a local guy who's very popular opening for her, so that'll take over Saturday night. Just kind of an added extra touch that goes right along perfectly with the festival that's going on that weekend at the fair.
It is. It's a great way to do the art fair up on the top of the bluff, get something to eat, and then a nice, easy walk down to Shadowland. It's the 16th year, I believe.
Yes.
And the radio stations have partnered with the Krazzle Art Fair as a cultural partner the whole time.
So. Have a lot of entertainment there as well this year. The gates open at 6, and a Fusion Center for Dance is going to have some of their dancers out in the parking lot doing performances. Brian Lubeck is at 7, and Cindy Bradley is at 9. So it is a later night, but it's also a good date night. Hint, hint.
Definitely.
tickets on that are at smoothjazz@sunset.com. But I want to go back to krazzle.org, too. Is that where you suggest keeping up with all the details in the meantime?
Absolutely. Everything will be posted there. It's a Krazzle's whole site. There's a special spot for the art fair. It'll also have a spot where you can click in to volunteer.
Perfect. Will
go over that next. But it really looks spectacular. It's been updated, and the art fair area, I guess you'd call it, is really top-notch with the artists in
Definitely. There. So check that out again, krazzle.org. And stick around. We're going to talk about next where you should be parking during the fair. Also, if you are available to volunteer, how you can do that. And, of course, there's a new app that goes along with it, updated as you've been having your interns work on that for you this year, and lots more. So stick around. We'll be back in just a few.
Got something to say with Lindsay Kay. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.